Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf. We've been telling you about a really fun event for the whole family coming up on Saturday at Saints Peter and Paul Lutheran Church. It's called Bounce for Brody. It is being held to raise money for the Brody Strong Foundation, and we're going to be talking about that here for just a moment. Pastor Aaron Gehrke from Saints Peter and Paul joins me. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How are you doing, Todd?
I'm doing well. We don't want to go into how I'm doing.
Fair enough.
And Tanya Edelamaki is here. Tanya was Brody's mom, and first of all, you know, so many of us followed his brave struggle against brain cancer, and our condolences for, you know, it's just sad.
Thank you.
It's just sad. The foundation that you have put together now in his memory, what's the goal?
The goal is to raise money to fund a cure for pediatric brain cancer.
Now, you know, I've been following the cancer fight for a long time now as a broadcaster and a journalist and an interviewer. So many areas in the cancer world we've made great progress in. Brain cancer, especially pediatric brain cancer, not so much, have we?
No, there hasn't been any new treatments in 30 years for brain cancer, and brain cancer is the hardest to treat. It kills more children than any other type of pediatric cancer.
While Brody was going through this, what kind of support did your family need? Because it must have been just a terrible time for you.
It was. It was a struggle. We had a lot of support from the community and statewide, financially, prayers. That was the biggest thing, because the doctors were the ones administering the medicine, and it was out of our control.
Yeah, and I cannot imagine what it must be like as a parent to go through that. And so now you're turning this into a positive, and we have this event that is scheduled on Saturday, which is going to be, is this kind of the rollout for this? This is the first event involved with this, or have you had some other things?
We've had other events for the foundation, yes.
Okay. Pastor Aaron, tell me why the church folks decided to put this together.
You know, I had the humble privilege of caring for the Edelamaki family for over a year as Brody was fighting that cancer, and you know, after doing his funeral and things, we talked, and yeah, I couldn't tell you how many times I told Tanya and Doug and Brody that we loved them, that their church loved them, ultimately their God loved them, but you know, Jesus tells us don't just say that you love one another, but actually show it as well. And so we've been talking about this for quite a while. I brought the idea up to them back in the fall, and we finally found time to be able to make it work. And so it should be a great event. There's a lot of people coming together, a lot of church support, a lot of community sponsors. It should be a lot of fun.
What have you put together?
Yeah, you know, you're going to see everything from little carnival games that the little kids will like. You know, from a beanbag toss to pulling a duck out of a pond, a generous prize table put together by the Rock House. They sent over a whole bunch of prizes. We're going to have a bounce house from Superior Rental. And we've even got a full arcade that you'll see. I believe 5 or 6 games are going to be coming. 3 of them are brand new games to the community that will be debuted at our carnival before going to the mineshaft. And those are coming from Baytech Games down in Pulaski, Wisconsin. So along with that, the Rock House is donating 2 games that are coming over as well. So, we'll do that. We'll have a little cafe, silent auction, all kinds of things.
Fun for the whole family.
It's sure. I sure hope so.
Saturday, what time?
10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And this is open to everybody.
Open to everybody, absolutely.
And is there an admission charge, or do you?
Yeah. So what we're gonna do? You've probably seen it at other local carnivals. The kids will buy families will buy a punch card when you come in, and you can get 5 punches for $2.50. You know, you can go upwards of 50 punches for $25. And so each activity will take a certain number of punches, and it will go from there.
Okay, and hopefully raise as much money as we can for this Brody Strong Foundation that's being put together. Tanya, if folks can't make it to this event but would like to support your effort, how can they do that?
They can deposit into the Brody Strong Foundation account directly at the Michigan Tech Federal Credit Union. They can send donations to us at our home address, which is 21953 Creamery Road in Chassel, and all checks can be made payable directly to the Brody Strong Foundation.
All right, and we hope that this goes wonderfully and that lots of money gets raised, and most importantly, we hope that somehow, somewhere, there's a breakthrough and that families won't have to go through in the future what you've gone through.
Thank you.
And certainly wish you the best. And again, this is coming up. It's Saturday from 10 until 2 at Saints Peter and Paul Lutheran Church. We have details up on our QNRReport.com community calendar, along with a link to the church's webpage, which they have up. What's your website address, Aaron?
It's copperluth, that's copperluth.org. And the direct link would be if you do a /bounceforbrody.
Okay, very good. And I hope you have a great time.
Yeah, absolutely. And we thank you guys for your generosity in promoting this event as well.
Well, Brody was one brave little boy.
And, yes, he was.
Absolutely.
And the family, too, because that's a really, really tough thing to take on. And I commend you for trying to turn this into a positive. That's a great thing that you're doing.
Thank you.
Tanya Edelamaki and Aaron Gerke here on QAnon's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.